Here. Book of Job, chapter 14, verse number 7. A very familiar scripture, nothing new to us. The Bible said here, "For there is hope of a tree. If it be cut down, that it will sprout again, and that the tender branch thereof will not cease. Though the root thereof wax old in the earth, and the stock thereof die in the ground, yet through the sin of water it will bud, and bring forth boughs like a plant." Amen. For there is hope of a tree.
Yes.
If it be cut down, that it will sprout again, and that the tender branch thereof will not cease. Though the root thereof wax old in the earth, and the stock thereof die in the ground, yet through the scent of water it will bud and bring forth boughs like a plant. Amen. Read just a little bit in the book of Ruth, very familiar scripture here, chapter 1, verse number 19. Very familiar story here to us. Ruth chapter 1, verse number 19. The Bible said here, "So they two went until they came to Bethlehem. And it came to pass that when they were come to Bethlehem, that all the city was moved about them, and they said, Is this Naomi? And she said unto them, Call me not Naomi, call me Mara, for the Almighty hath dealt very bitterly with me. I went out full, the Lord hath brought me home again empty. Why then call ye me Naomi, seeing the Lord hath testified against me, and the Almighty hath afflicted me?" Amen. They said, "Is this Naomi?"
Come on.
"And she said unto them, Call me not Naomi, but call me Mara.
Right.
For the Almighty hath dealt very bitterly with me. I went out full, and the Lord hath brought me home again empty. Why then call ye me Naomi, seeing the Lord hath testified against me,
right,
and the Almighty hath afflicted me?" Read one more place real quickly in the book of Nehemiah, chapter 2. Verse number 17, another very familiar story. Nehemiah chapter 2 and verse number 17. Amen. Nehemiah talking here said, "Then said I unto them, Ye see the distress that we are in, how Jerusalem lieth waste, and the gates thereof are burned with fire.
Yes.
Come, and let us build up the wall of Jerusalem, that we be no more reproached. Then I told them of the hand of my God, which was good upon me, as also the king's words that he had spoken unto me. And they said, Let us rise up and build. So they strengthened their hands for this good work. But when Sanballat the Horonite, and Tobiah the servant of the Ammonite, and Geshem the Aradan heard it, they laughed us to scorn and despised us, and said, What is this thing that ye do? Will ye rebel against the king? Then I answered them and said unto them, The God of heaven, he will prosper us. Therefore we his servants will arise and build, but ye have no portion, nor right, nor memorial in Jerusalem." In chapter 4, in the first verse there, it said, "But it came to pass that when Sanballat heard that we builded the wall, he was wroth, and took great indignation, and mocked the Jews. And he spake before his brethren and the army of Samaria, and said, What do these feeble Jews? Will they fortify themselves? Will they sacrifice? Will they make an end in a day? Will they revive the stones out of the heaps of the rubbish which are burned? Now Tobiah the Ammonite was by him, and he said, Even that which they build, if a fox go up, he shall even break down their stone wall."
Oh,
amen. It said here, after they started building, that these men came out to mock, and they said, even that which they build, if a fox go up, he shall even break down their stone wall.
Come on, brother. Yes.
Amen. Would you stretch your hand this way? Pray that the Lord help us one more time.
My brother tonight, God, move tonight, brother. Oh, God.
Precious Lord and loving Savior, I come before you right here tonight. I realize, Lord, that I'm nothing. My feebleness, my weakness, my inability is ever before me. I pray now that you would anoint us. I pray now that you'd speak to us. I realize that you are worthy. I realize that you are capable. God, I pray you'd give us words that are fitly spoken, like apples of gold and pictures of silver. I pray you'd meet with us in these altars. Let us get help in the name of Jesus. I do pray. Amen and amen. If the Lord help us for just a little while, I'd love to try to preach just a simple message on don't stop your progress.
Come on.
Amen. Don't stop your progress.
Right.
Start out reading a very familiar scripture here in the book of Job.
Yes.
The Bible said here, for there is hope of a tree.
Right.
If it be cut down, that it will sprout again, and that the tender branch thereof will not cease. Though the root thereof wax old in the earth, and the stalk thereof die in the ground, yet through the sin of water it will bud and bring forth boughs like a plant. Somebody's talking to me not long ago, I believe, I was preaching a meeting in Florida, and there's a brother in that church talking to me and telling me about, I believe it was his dad that was cutting down some cedar trees and making posts out of them and was putting up a fence around his property.
Right.
And he cut down one of them cedar trees and made a post out of it and cut it just the length he wanted it and put it down, cut the limbs off of it, dug a hole there, put it in it, and he put that barbed wire around it, and he did that several times, and he made him a fence around his property. And he said in time that thing started budding. It started growing new limbs.
Yes.
And he said it made one of the most beautiful cedar trees that you've ever seen right there in that fence row. There was a post here, a post here, a post here. Then there's a tree. And a post here, and a post here, and a post here. And it all started out as being posts. That's the intention that he had when he cut that tree down. I don't want it to grow anymore. I don't want it to have any more limbs. I don't want it to be green anymore. I don't want it to bear fruit anymore from this day forward. I'm going to cut it down because I don't want it to produce any more cedar trees. The only way to get other cedar trees is for them cedar trees to replenish the earth and God to bless it and others to grow. But he's wanting to stop it and nip it in the bud right there. And they tell me that Naomi, her name meant a pleasant one, a fair one, or a beautiful one. And no doubt she was a blessing in the land of Bethlehem. And we got to understand that's God's country, Bethlehem. It means a house of bread. It's the apple of the Lord's eye. It's where God's people lived. It's where God's church dwelled. It's the land that God put them in. And they were prospering. They were going to the house of the Lord. And God was blessing them. And the Bible told us how a famine did come to that country. And Naomi and Elimelech, that was her husband and her two sons, they decided we're going to move out of this place and go somewhere else. Well, that was the devil's desire, was to God. For if he gets Naomi to leave, and Naomi's not going to get anybody else to be in the house of the Lord, if he can take her testimony, then he'll stop others from getting help from the Lord. And she goes down to that place, and there she loses her husband, and she loses her two sons. And the Bible said somehow she heard that the Lord was blessing His people again back in the land of Bethlehem. And we got to understand, the devil has had his way with this woman. He's got her out of the house of the Lord. He's got her away from the preaching. But the Bible said in that place she hears that God is blessing again. And that's what the devil desires to do to us. He does not want us to be excited nor stirred nor stay in the house of the Lord. And once He gets us to leave, He intends us to stay out. He intends us never to come back in and get help from the Lord. And He's going to try to keep her in Moab. He's going to do everything He can to keep her from going back home. For He realizes if she gets home, there's a possibility that she will get help. She may not get it here. There ain't no preaching. There ain't no singing. There ain't no Bible to read. But if she gets back in Bethlehem, I won't be able to put enough guards around her. I won't be able to keep a watch vigil enough about her. I've got to keep her away from God's house. For if she gets there, she'll hear somebody pray. She'll hear some message. She'll hear somebody sing, and I'll lose her. And she'll get away from my grip. Now His first desire is to keep her from ever starting that journey back to Bethlehem. I don't know what all He told her. Amen. No doubt He looks at her and says, you know you left on your own. Hey, didn't nobody make you leave Bethlehem? You didn't leave because you was poor. You had plenty when you was in that place. For she even testified herself, I went out full. I didn't leave bitter. I didn't leave because my feelings got hurt. I just left and I went somewhere else. You know you don't deserve to be in that place. Look in the mirror, Naomi. Do you look like going back to Bethlehem? Do you think they're going to receive you? Do you think they're going to like you? Do you think they're going to take you back in with open arms and treat you like they did back then? You just stay here in this land, kind of like the devil was doing the prodigal son when he's in the hog pen and he comes to himself. That's God dealing with him. And he says, I will arise and go back home. Then the devil says, you sinned against your daddy. You sinned against God. And you sinned against heaven. You don't deserve. And you ain't worthy to go back home. Hear me just a little while. He's trying to get him not to start. For he realizes if he starts toward home with every step, he's going to gain confidence. With every step, he's going to want to walk further. And if he can stop him, he can keep him from testifying again, from singing again, from worshiping in the house of God. So his first desire is to keep them from starting in the first place. For Job said that a tree don't have to be planted in water to grow again. It just has to have a scent of water. So the devil's real nervous about people that has progress. He's real nervous about people that start praying, about people that start coming to midweek service and Sunday morning, Sunday night. And if he can keep them from coming, he's going to keep them from going higher in the Lord. For he realizes that there may not be every service that we just strike water, but every service there is a scent of water around us. I've been pretty low sometimes, and the devil screaming here, you know he has. He does it to everybody. Just stay home tonight. You've got a perfectly good reason to stay at home. And Naomi makes up her mind. They may not accept me, but I've got to go. I may not have nothing when I get there. I'm a widow. We ain't got no land. We ain't got no house. But I've got to try. And she starts on her way back. And now that she started, his desire now is to make her stop in her progress with every step. You need to stop right here. You've made a good start. You're closer than you was yesterday, but stop right
out here. But in her heart, there's something saying, Bethlehem's a goal. Reaching God's a goal. Being back home is a goal. I'd love to tell us He didn't want you to be where you're at tonight. And now He's going to try to get you to stop in your progress. You've got a lot of help. God's been blessing you. And the devil don't like it. But I'd love to tell us, you keep going, Naomi. Don't you stop halfway, three quarters of the way. Get back in Bethlehem. There's something waiting there. God's got a plan. He's going to put you in the lineage of Christ if you'll get back to that place. That's why the devil fights so hard. He knows what waits in Bethlehem. For when Naomi gets there and she holds that baby and his name is Obed, she won't never leave again. And if you'll go all the way, God will give you some things that'll keep you in this place. You're pretty close to some things. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. Have you ever wondered why the fight's got so much harder since you started? Oh, I feel the good Holy Ghost. God burdens Nehemiah's heart. And He says, I want you to build Jerusalem back. It lies in waste. It's ruined. I mean, the enemy's come in, and what was once beautiful, He has set fire to it. What once was strong and steadfast, they took sledgehammers, they took swords, they took chariots and battering rams, and they've laid it down, and the Bible told us how Jerusalem lied in waste. I mean, there's just rubble here, rubble there. What was a building, now just a lump of stones. It's been knocked down, and God lays it on His heart. And when He gets there, it looks like if God wanted us to do something, that there wouldn't be no opposition to it. But the devil also knows when the Lord starts working, and Nehemiah gets to this place, and he tells these people, he see the distress that we are in, how Jerusalem lies waste, but I've got a vision that it can be a city again. I've got a vision that our children can worship here in this place again. Let us rise up and build. And when they heard it, they laughed us to scorn, and they said, what are you doing? If you try to start, we're going to come against you. We're going to tell the authorities. We're going to make life hard for you. Don't even start. That's what He's trying to do. Don't even start to build. Don't lay the first block. Don't lay the first brick. For He knows if Nehemiah lays the first block, God's going to touch him. And He's going to lay another. And He's going to lay another. Hey, He's trying to stop you from starting. But you started. And now He's upset. And He's coming around. And He said, what are you doing? You won't last. You won't stay. It'll get knocked down. I'll knock it down. But I'm trying to say, keep laying blocks. Keep laying bricks. Keep coming. And let God do a work in your heart. Woo! Hallelujah. There's hope of a tree. You ever wondered why that man said, Though a righteous man falls yet seven times. Hell, none of us like to fall. They don't, none of us like to. My youngest girl, Joanne, just not long ago, we took him training wheels off that bike. It was in February. We was in revival down in South Florida. And y'all, won't you take them training wheels off, Daddy? All right. And I took them off. I was holding the back of the seat, and she jumped on it and started pedaling. I let it go, and buddy, from there, she's gone. I couldn't believe it. It may have took me a minute to call Tina. She was walking up there. Look, look, look. And she turned around. Here come Joanne. She may have been a little wobbly, but she was going. I mean, she was moving on that bike. And she got right up to Mama. Look, Mama, and stopped. Never put her feet down. Just the whole thing just went right on over. And you know what? When I picked it back up, I don't want to ride it, Daddy. I want to ride it. And you know what? Come on, it ain't gonna hurt you. I'll run right on beside you. Hear me just a little while. And when we get to going for the Lord, and sometimes we fall right over and we hit. And then the Lord says, get back on this bike. Get back on this bike right here. I don't want to, Daddy. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. I don't want to, Daddy. I'm afraid of what's going to happen. I remember what happened when I started riding that while ago. Get back on that bike there, son. Get back on that bike there, daughter. Oh, I feel the good Holy Ghost. There is hope of a tree if it falls. Amen. That it shall bud again. I mean, the man with the axe stands there. After he's cut the tree down, he may even put his foot on top of the tree. I got it. Did you see me fell that tree? Did you see me cut it down? He'll never rise again. But if that tree ever realizes, if God will put His water on me, if God will let me hear His word, if God will let me hear His power, amen, I'll get up again. Hear me just a little while. That devil may stand over the top of you with an axe saying, I cut you down. I stopped your worship. I stopped you in your good progress. But I'm trying to tell Naomi, get your bags packed again and get to walking. Hey, prodigal, amen, run. We're going to get home. We're going to make it there. And God's going to help us. I say, keep going. Don't stop. Go on. So Nehemiah starts to build. They pretty much get it done. And here he comes. See what he said? But it came to pass that when Sanballat heard that we built, he was upset. I thought I'd convinced them not to start. And they building down there? We got to go pay them a visit. And they start saying things, hollering things that directly affects Nehemiah. He may say something to you different than he says to me, but it's all with the same intention. Stop building. Stop praying. Stop moving. Stop working. Hear me just a little while. There's Naomi. And she comes home and they look at her. And just what she most feared, they say, is this. I sure don't look like the Naomi I remember. Is this Naomi? And she said, don't call me Naomi. Call me Mara. Don't ask me to testify. I'm bitter. Don't ask me to get into service. I'm upset. I went out full and the Lord brought me home again and I'm empty. I don't have nothing. I may not even come to church. That's what He's a want. That's what He's a want. But you come on to church anyway, Naomi. And she gets in that service and she may not testify. No doubt she didn't. Service. Because she's bitter down in here. And she's afraid down in here. That there come a time her little daughter-in-law says, I'm going to go try to find us something to eat today. You probably won't, but go ahead. Daughter, the Lord just upset with us. If I was you, I wouldn't even try to go glean. I wouldn't even try to look for food. I feel the Holy Ghost. That is a mistake. If you won't even try to find food, then you're sure to die. If you won't even try to get help, then you're sure to perish. But she looks at her and says, I'm going to try. I may toil all day and get nothing, but I've got to do something. And she gets out there and she comes back. And she loaded down. And Naomi says, where have you been? His name was Boaz. That changes her. Hey, maybe the Lord is being good to us after all. And if you'd come, you'd find out He'd load you down. He'd fill you up. As the Bible said, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall be again into your bosom. Oh yeah, Naomi, he also said, don't go to any other field. Go back, daughter. Go back over there. And she goes back. And she comes back and says, he asked me to marry him. Praise God. I'll tell you what, Ruth, I'm going to testify tonight. And she gets there, and finally they get married, and Ruth has a baby. Ruth has a baby.
Right.
And you read in this Bible right here. The women came around and said, "The Lord hath blessed Naomi in giving her a son."
Yes.
Hey, Ruth may have been jumbo. Hey, that's my boy. But you can see Naomi before Ruth has a chance to testify about God blessing her with a son. Grandmother jumps up and she said, "I got something to say." Oh, the devil don't want to hear it. He didn't want her to jump up, but Naomi done got stirred. And somebody said, "Go ahead, Mara, don't you ever call me that again. Don't you ever call me bitter again. I ain't bitter. I'm the farthest thing from being bitter. Amen. I'm ready to climb. I'm ready to work. I'm ready to go. God's blessed me. God's blessed me. God's blessed me. And if you'll keep coming, if you'll keep walking, there'll come a day. It may be through tear-stained eyes, but you'll lift them hands and you'll say, 'I got something to say. God has helped me. Hitherto hath the Lord helped us.' But if you stop, you'll never reach that place. But if you walk, you'll come to the place that you say, 'Hitherto, let the Lord help me.'" If my wife would get us a song. She sings a song sometimes. I don't know, she may sing it tonight. It says something like this. "Sometimes it seems a trial lasts too long. It's scarcely gone, and I must face another one. But if you'll keep going, I guarantee when you get across that Red Sea, you'll do just what Miriam did." Somebody got a tambourine? There's a song coming to me. What's it? What kind of song's coming to you? "The horse and the rider hath the Lord drowned both of them in the sea. He hath triumphed gloriously over them." You got to keep walking. You got to keep moving. Don't you stop. Don't you give up. Don't you be discouraged. It may get rough, Naomi, but it's going to be worth it when you get back home. Hey, when you first come into the city, they may not just all bow down and say, "We're going to give you this much land. We're going to give you this much in the bank. We're going to give you this much." But if you'll get back to Bethlehem, if you'll get in the house of the Lord, even little by little, you'll get some here. You'll get some wheat here. You'll get some bran here. You'll get some grain here. You'll get a blessing here. And before long, you'll look out and you'll say, "The cupboards are full. The iron is full. I thought I was empty. I thought I was bitter. But I kept a walking. I kept a pressing. And now the walls build up. The city is beautiful again. God has blessed me again. What is that? It's a bud. What is that? It's fruit. What is that? It's a smile. What is that? It's help. If you'll keep going, God will surely help us." Stand with us if you will. While my wife saying, "Come on, Naomi. Come on, Nehemiah. Lay another brick. Lay another block. Don't worry about how many times the devil screams at you. He's cut you down. You just keep building the wall. Before long, it'll be too high for him to get over." While she sings, "Would you like to come? Don't stop.
Don't stop.
Keep working. Keep laying.
My soul is safe in
Him. While he's a couple, would you like to join us? Let's find somebody and pray. Oh, that's right, Naomi. You'll be pleasant again. You'll testify again. You'll have victory again. Them hands will lift up again. I guarantee it. For the Lord is faithful to His word. The Lord is faithful to His promises. Oh, let Him do a work in your life. Let Him do a work in your life. Help me to keep walking, Lord. Help me to keep moving. Help me to keep pressing. Help me, Lord, not to give up. Help me not to be discouraged. Help me, Lord, not to feel like stopping. Oh, but let me go forward. Let me press onward. Let me move upward. I got to get back. There is hope of a tree. If it be cut down, let it be bad again. The Lord will give you the sin. The Lord will supply the water. You just keep coming, and He will be thankful.